Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, I'm out there. I'm Africa, home sir. The beautiful African, he is a lady, Fasilarona. Land is ours. Tiko Rahina, Shangolashu. My Africa, you, the individual, my Africa comes first. As my Africa, we think in terms of the individual and hence protect the individual, not groups. Sons and daughters of the soil, you, the sovereign African personality, when watered and nurtured in the ground, gets rooted in the soil, my Africa. You grow and multiply to feed, to grow and protect the nation and its sovereignty. That is the fundamental principle of my Africa. As we say, you come first, my Africa. And as we continue, my Africa, we are saying that, as you can see, there are battles in terms of leadership. And we are facing a crisis. But as you say, as we continue, Africa, we say that you are not a mere number and not simply a vote. Do not look at yourself as a mere number or simply a vote. You are more than a number and more than a vote. You are a sovereign indigenous owner of the land, owner of the country, and owner of its sovereign vote. Your sovereign vote, nobody else's. That is the only thing that you own, Africa, and that you fought for and sacrificed for. As you know, Africa, we just had the past week, 21st March 1960, when Africa were massacred. 69 of them, Sharpeville, standing up, revoking, resisting the inhuman past laws, Africa. And then we have Africa massacred in Langa. That is, we have Langa and Sharpeville. But much more Africa, we have Africa who reportedly were executed in 1960. 83 of them belonging to Porto are still buried in the South Africa, the South African prisons, in the prisons in the country. So, Africa, to vote, especially those 61% that did not vote in the past elections, please stand up, Africa. Exercise your right, responsibility, because you are the owner of the vote in the country, Africa. Of course, from time to time, you elect and choose government representatives of the political party or group that best commits to deliver, to serve your needs and services in the local municipality as well as national elections. And if Africa, they fail to deliver, you have the right, you have the sovereign right to call them back. And you've got to fight for that right, Africa. You can't be a spectator watching people like cartoons or movies or something, you know, like the circus, playing around with, and then they say something in parliament, they go do something else with somebody else. No. Do not be a spectator, you know, in land and soil, Africa. Open up your eyes, speak, listen, and stand up, Africa, especially against the corrupt and bankrupted leaders who misuse and abuse your sovereign power to misrule over you. Africa, the Gupta saga, we mentioned it last week, but it is so critical that we are going to repeat it. As you know, Africa, the Gupta family is an expatriate family from India that arrived in South Africa in the 1990s. And this family, Africa, reportedly have offered, in fact, they summoned members of parliament and ministers and public officials, all appointed members of the African National Congress government. They summoned them to their private residence to offer them cabinet posts or higher positions in government. Now, these are expatriates, Africa. These are not, let's say, these are not indigenous Africans. They are They are rivals, Mafika. These are our guests. How can your guests be your rulers over you? But we pointed out that all those who come into the country are the guests of the African majority, not the rulers, Mafika. How can you take just this simpleton family to rule over us? And they made these offers for posts, demanding on the condition that the candidates perform certain favors or tasks to advance their business interests and access to favors in the respective government departments. But that included the president's son. So, Mafrika, quoting the law again, Mafrika, according to the Constitution, the president is sworn under oath. Mafrika, only the president holds the power under the Constitution to appoint cabinet ministers and deputy ministers. The president is prohibited under the Constitution, quote Mafrika, to abdicate the powers conferred upon him by the Constitution. If he delegates that decision to a minister, let alone Mafrika, private individuals who are not members of the cabinet, much worse, foreign expatriates, arrivals, our guests, visitors, who supposedly also, their citizenship, the way they acquired it has to be checked out. And it goes on, Mafrika. This is a quote from our respectable newspapers in the country. The president is not permitted to act under dictation by merely following the instructions of another without applying his own mind to the matters at hand. Neither is the president allowed to pass the buck by handing the decision to somebody else. Now they are sitting there with the president's son, this grouping, offering stuff to members of PUT. You got here's a post for you. Do this 1, 2, 3, 4. And it goes on that if the allegations are true, that the president delegated decisions about the appointment of ministers, possibly the commissioners of SARS, South African Revenue Service, and the National Director of Public Prosecutions to any other person or person, including the Gupta families, and possibly to his son, these appointments are null and void. That's it, Mafrika. And we could, Mafrika, continue. If any person other than the president has a decisive say in the appointment of ministers and other functionaries, they are usurping powers granted to the Constitution to the president, therefore acting unlawfully. Now, there's an aspect on gratifications, Mafrika. You give the post for something else. It says it is illegal for an unauthorized person, except the president, to offer a cabinet post. Much so, Mafrika, it is illegal to offer a cabinet post as gratification for the public official, in this case, to do other illegal favor or act. Repeat, Mafrika, it is illegal to offer a cabinet post as gratification for the public official, in this case, to do other illegal favor or act. The act does not require the person offered the benefit to have accepted it. All it requires is that the offer was made with the purpose of persuading the person offered the ministerial position. Neither does it require the person offered the benefit to have done what he or she was offered to do. The offer alone constitutes a criminal offense. We said in Africa, somebody has to go to jail. The cases have been of corruption have been opened up, and somebody has to go to jail. And deported, too. So this means even where an MP was offered a ministerial position and declined the offer, the people offering the post are guilty of corruption. The president would also be guilty, as he would have indirectly have caused the offer to be made. I'm going to repeat again the disclosures that were made by some of the sons and daughters of the soil who were in government. They happened to be members of, appointed members of the African National Congress. Now, we don't know why. Don't you open up the slate to appoint other people in the nation? That's discrimination against other Africans. Period. Now, this is Africa. I'll mention the name because this is very important. Themba Maseko, former CEO of the Government Communications and Information Systems. He says, when driving in the morning on his way, one morning on his way to go meet the Gupta family, because he was repeatedly being asked by these people, come and meet us. Mr. Maseko reportedly received a telephone call from the president asking and saying to him, quote, the Gupta brothers need your help. Please help them. Now, to quote again in Zulu, Mafrikuna, labafana bakwa Gupta, badinga uncedo lwakho, ngicela overseas. Now, Maseko told the president, responded to the president on the telephone. He was driving on his way to Saxon World. Saxon World is, that is the alternative to the Union Building, or an official place where public officials are being given orders from Africa, orders and posts, and being threatened, by the way. These are just the Gupta's private residence from Africa. Upon arriving at the Gupta, from Africa, after niceties, to call the newspapers, they said that we are setting up a newspaper called The New Age, telling Mr. Maseko. And the individual said, I want government advertising channel to the newspaper. One of the speakers there, Gupta's representatives. I want government advertising channel to the newspapers. Of course, the department estimates about 240 million. That's the budget. That was the budget then. So Mr. Maseko goes on to say, I told him, we do market research and look at the client's target market and select the right medium. Secondly, the department does not sit with advertising budget, but we deal with line departments. But now this Gupta fellow, Ajay, according to Maseko, said this was not a problem, as the Guptas would instruct the line departments to advertise in the newspaper, in their newspaper. He said, don't worry. Tell us where the money is and tell the departments to give you the money. And if they refuse, we will deal with them. If you have a problem with any department, we will summon ministers here to the, meaning to summon them, call them up to the Saxon World private residence. This is mafia. Racketeering. This is a criminal enterprise. Africa, got to stand up. And those who are in key position, no, it's that time. Either you all go, period. But you got to stand up. You have a sovereign duty. You have the patriotic duty to stand up. You can. If this thing has been going on, we are not running the country. And Mr. Maseko said, I said to them, those are my leaders, man. I am concerned if you give them instructions. And at that time, he says that he got really pissed off. And ordinarily, if you get confronted with such a situation, you drive to the office of the president of the ruling party, but the president was part of the conspiracy, so he couldn't do anything. I just went about and told my friends. And he, the Gupta guy, said if the ministers were not cooperating, they, the Guptas, have a way of dealing with them. Now, listen to this, my friend. If the ministers were not cooperating, they, the Guptas, have a way of dealing with them. And goes on to say that they have regular weekly meetings with the president. That's an indictment right there. And Africa, a few weeks, Mr. Maseko received a call from a senior staffer at the New Age newspaper demanding a meeting with him. It was a Friday, and Maseko was on his way to Northwest for a family getaway. He said he told the newspaper employee to make, to make an appointment with his office on Monday. This employee here, he said, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. the meeting has to happen. It is urgent because of the launch of the New Age newspaper. Now, the boss called, all right? The boss called 1 hour later. He said, look, we are not asking you, man. And actually, I want to meet you tomorrow, Saturday. I kept on saying that I'm on my way to the family gathering I'm on my way to a golf tournament, and we can arrange a meeting on Monday. And he said, no, man, I'm ordering you to meet tomorrow. Then I had to react in a way. You know, I told him, F you. Okay? And he said that, look here. Okay, I will talk to your seniors in government, and you will be sorted out. This is suffering in Africa, son of the swamp. Huh? Former liberation fighter. You sacrificed for nonsense like this. And they continue to say that we'll get you, we'll replace you with people who will cooperate. And later in Africa, the Guptas issued a statement. As a senior government official at the time of the alleged incident, surely Mr. Moseka would have followed the accepted regulations and responsibilities that came with his role and reported what amounts to serious allegations to the appropriate responsible officials, including his minister. And they went on to say that the group of families, we are bemused because this allegation was 6 years old. Why 6 years old, my friend? How could Maseko at that time go to an institution in government and say, look, here's a matter. Go to the special prosecutor and go to the people's parliament that we pay for to investigate such matters. But what they did was, these fellows, they have clustered. They have filled the parliament. Stacked up parliament with their own appointees, apparatchiks. You play that inferiority thing again. You think that you want power. That's not the way it is, because power belongs to the people. And we are becoming a laughingstock in the world. You copy the white man's stuff, other folk stuff. Yes, we take the best from the east, take the best from the west. But this is ridiculous. 6 years after the fact, the man could not utter this until such time there was an exposure. So Maseko says that he told his political leaders that the president, Jacob Zuma, had arranged a meeting with him to help the Gupta family. For the record, I did report the bullying to my political principals at the time, who was equally shocked by the arrogance. It's 6 years, my Africa. The extortion and corruption has continued. And if public officials have no one to go to or to cry to or to invite, you, the individual, my Africa, who do you go to? The sovereign voter. Who do you go to if you have? That's why we are so angry. We are breaking up everything because there's nobody to. You got your own parliament. Let them change. Let them take these vulgus out of parliament. And let's elect the people's parliament. We have the sovereign right to elect them and recall them. If there's a matter like this, he would go to his representative. Maseko would go to his representative. He's an old constituency. Even if it is under his political party. Because what you're saying was that you got to restructure the whole system so that we maximize the energies and the talents that we have in communities rather than constantly isolating and downgrading. In fact, discriminating against our own because you have a few bunch of political leaders who are chasing power and can't even manhandle it. They can't. I mean, they cannot even proper. So we are saying, my Africa, exercise your vote. Wake up, my Africa. Speak up. Where are the people's parliament? And the call and appeal to my Africa, especially members of the African National Congress, the ruling party. You have the patriotic duty to amend the constitution, establish a people's parliament to protect the nation and government sovereignty, our sovereign rule, my Africa, against rampant extortion and corruption of this kind of thing. It's unacceptable. And we have another, my Africa, Fetchi Mento, all right? Yes, it's old. Their complaint is old as 5 years. Nobody to speak to. At least he did speak to some people in parliament, their friends. But nothing could happen because their mouth is zipped up. They are appointed. So they are looking at their jobs. If you open your mouth, you lose your job because the political bosses. Look, this is a mafia setup. It has to stop. We did this in exile. We did this in exile. That was a military setup. You can't run that stuff in the country. No way. So Thirdly, a member of parliament, chairperson of the Public Enterprise Committee in parliament. She flew to Johannesburg, all right, thinking she was going to meet the president, only to find herself chauffeured to the Saxon World residence of the Guptas. Now, they told her, look, here's an offer. You assist the South African Airways not to run the Indian route anymore. You give it to us. And next week, you become the minister. And they are saying that the president is sitting in another room, listening. Maybe he was listening, but he was sitting there. And she did that to the president. Of course, as usual, they say, no, don't worry, girl, don't worry, don't worry. But now, the Guptas in return are saying, no, man, you're lying, man. You got to sign a police affidavit to prove what your allegation is, to prove your allegation in court. And the president also turns out to have said that, no, she does not remember this woman, this lady. She doesn't remember it. But they were sitting every Thursday in the political caucus in parliament and the ANC. The most disturbing one, Mafrika, that happened recently, and it helped to expose this whole cabal, Mafrika. It is Jonas Msebenzi, a deputy minister, finance minister. All right, they called him, and the son, president's son, was the intermediary. They called him and said, okay, if to a meeting, like usual, if agreed to work with us, we'll fix you up, huh? And then get rid of certain people, you know. Tax and finance sector policy head, technical advisory sector head, and chief procurement officer. Get rid of them in treasury. You'll become the minister. So Mkhwebisi turns out that this makes a mockery of our hard-earned democracy. No one apart from the president appoints ministers. Correct, according to the constitution. This is a learned friend here, son of the soil. Now, he goes on to say the Gupta reactions say this. The latest allegations are just more political point scoring between rival factions within the African National Congress. Now they're telling the ruling party that, no, you're factionalized, you're divided. To be clear, any suggestion that the Gupta family or any other of our representative or associates have offered anyone a job in government is totally false. These allegations, these truths are made by people in government. These are the high-ranking representatives of the liberation struggle. How could they lie about this? And then Gupta goes on to say in the statement, we challenge Minister Jonas to provide a full account of the supposed meeting that took place under oath in a court of law. Minister Jonas is attempting to cover up. Listen to this, Mafrika. Minister Jonas is attempting to cover up and divert attention from his own relationships and practices. We are confident questions about his own ethical standards will be exposed. You see, if you hang around these kind of dogs, you get fleas. And you can't say anything anymore. They are used to this. But how dare they in our country stand up and say this against another patriotic son and daughters of the soil? How dare? So, and they doubled down, Mafrika. They came up with a report in their own television and newspaper. Hashtag Zuma Must Fall Brigade. Reporting a faction of the deputy president, minister and presidency, ANC General Secretary and the South African Communist Party Secretary General. On one side, these are on one side, wanting to coup the president. And another faction, ANC Youth League, military veterans, and protecting the president against the recall. Now, they put it up. The leadership of the ANC is factionalized. Now, the ANC held a meeting, called them up and said, okay, let's bury the disputes and then, you know, let the dogs lie low, or, you know, you have to issue a statement of retraction in the newspapers. And Africa, in that statement, they said, okay, the mistake that we did was we did not speak to the people that we mentioned in the story, but our source is solid. Our source is legitimate, is truthful. So the height of arrogance continues, Mafrika. So an apology from the Guptas, it means nothing. It means nothing. But also, Mafrika, you cannot. That's why we are saying that separate the party from the state. The state must take responsibility to take out the rot like this, because it is too endemic. It is too deep. And in Africa, they intimidate the extortion of public against public ministers. Public ministers, I mean public officials in government, threatened, intimidated, blackmailed in such a blatant and gross affront. Humiliation, disgrace from Africa to the nation. Now, the Gupta family, at Code Africa, has effectively usurped the function of the ANC deployment committee, making it a mockery of the own ANC deployment strategy. Now, it's other people have taken the control of Africa to deploy people into a government. This is serious. And to find that, to hear the Secretary General and the ANC saying that the Guptas would not have any influence on the ANC, they would have ties with individuals in the ANC, that does not give them influence over the ANC. You're lying, sir. I'm sorry. That's a lie. But as we can quote the newspapers from Africa, it says, what Mantashe does not get is the danger has not been the Guptas capturing the individuals. The Guptas have captured one big individual, Zuma the president, and Zuma has captured the ANC too. I mean, what you could do is just to go and ask them for an apology. And also, Africa, as a party, you investigate your internal stuff. But this matter of the Guptas, it's a matter of state security. It's a matter that affects the state. So either the parliament has to investigate that, or the matter has to go to the courts. That's it. You can make your own internal investigations, yes, for the purpose of recalling the president if necessary. So because this is too much. The man has violated the country's constitution again. Oath to the constitution, fidelity to the constitution, because that is his highest duty. That is his first right, first duty to do. Uphold and protect the constitution. So if you do that, Mafrika, you're out. But this is more than one of the violations. You know, so to quote Mafrika, the Guptas never really had to have to capture the state. They merely have to capture the president, and that's it. And let's look at the money from Africa that the Guptas got. Eskom, all right, which is called the Gupta parastatal. Eskom, Transnet, and Prasa, they are called the Gupta parastatals. That is, it means that under the control of Africa. Eskom, an acting executive, signed 43 million rands to sponsor the New Age newspaper. And you ask your question, what role or pressure did the Gupta play in that? And the auditors from Africa, they reported that was an irregular expenditure. Of course, pending if it was committed, but the Guptas paid 7.2 million rands to sponsor the New Age newspapers. They went ahead and for 10 years, from Africa, Eskom did not repair. That money could have been used to repair. But what happened was that because of lack of repairs for 10 years, the whole system shut down. And government was forced to sell off Vodacom shares, ownership, cough up $23 billion so that they could buy diesel to generate electricity, because well, nobody did not, the so-called CEO that gave themselves bonuses, did not fix the networks from Africa. And the much more serious, one of the most serious allegations that the Guptas from Africa called the CEO of South African Airways, an acting CEO, I think, offered him $100,000 to $500,000, upped it up to $500 when he refused. But he still refused, my friend. Raji, the Gupta brother, known as Tony, is the one that did that. My Africa, the president's son was in that meeting too. So, my Africa, these are crimes against the state. Isolate, Fasila Rona, Shamulashu. The land is ours, my Africa. Thanks for the privilege of talking to you, and thanks for the privilege of listening. Thank you, sir. And thank you, ma'am.